T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spicy start to a Friday. Jim Costa in for Mike today. Buddy, we got championship weekend upon us. It's a good time.
We do. Starts, matter of hours.
Yeah, with the Pac-12 tonight, if you're a real degenerate, UTSA tonight, Conference USA, let's get after it. You don't sound like you're all about it.
Yeah,
you don't love some Roadrunner football?
You know what? It was a UTSA and
Western Kentucky. They've won 7 straight. Bailey Zappe.
Yeah, that's Mike's guy. He actually put money on that and told people to lock it up now because I think Western Kentucky's actually favorite in the game.
Yeah, like 3.5.
Yeah, this is when you start calling the number. You're betting on Western Kentucky and UTSA.
And you're racing to get the bet in early. You're like, I got a trip going. I got to make sure I get the Conference USA title bet in.
Yeah.
Now, that's not the championship game we're going to spend most of the show talking about. I know Kenny and David want to do a temperature check with Michigan football fans' expectations. We got TJ Lang later in the show. Michigan football playing for a Big Ten title. I mean, it's one of those... Didn't think we'd see it under Jim Harbaugh. Didn't think this was going to come to fruition.
No, I mean, after the October 30th game, this wasn't the team I expected to be there. I think everybody probably thought it was Ohio State with MSU second choice and Michigan third after that loss. But they're there. They went out there. They did everything that they had to do. And now, what do you do? You got to go out there. You got to win. They're favored over Iowa. What, like 11-point favorite?
Yeah, something like that.
Their biggest thing is they can't have the hangover. They can't sit there and just be still celebrating the Buckeyes. But I understand, you know, where's the goals? What do you want to do? Is it national championship? Is it just winning the Big Ten? I just don't think that – I think for Michigan, it's almost like when you say you want to win the lottery, and you win the lottery. And now what? Now where do you go? You didn't really think that through because the lottery was the goal. You wanted to beat the Buckeyes. Let's just be real about it. You've been hammered for years, decades. You did it. You saw the jubilation.
But there's a bigger drought than beating the Buckeyes, and it's winning a Big Ten title. Like, the Buckeyes were the boogeyman. You had to beat them to get here. Period. Like, the conference goes through Ohio State. It's been drilled in your head. It's not one coach. It's not one regime. It's over and over again. You got to beat Ohio State to go to the Big Ten title. Enrico, my question for Michigan fans, because we're going to really get into the game at some point. You win on Saturday. Are you back? You go and beat somebody in the Big Ten title game. Are you back? And if not, and you want to laugh at me and say, no, fine. I want you to define what back looks like for Michigan. Because for their history, the modern era of college football, right? They're not a national title program. They've won one. They win Big Ten titles. That's what success at Michigan is. When you go and achieve what is considered success at your program, you're back, right?
I guess it depends on what success is and what you consider back. For me, if back to national prominence means you didn't knock off the big bad Ohio State Buckeyes, the boogeyman. Mm-hmm. You slayed that dragon. Mm-hmm. You're back when you slay the ultimate dragon. When you go and you knock off an SEC team, now you're back. Now you can make that claim. You beat an SEC team. I mean, think about it. Not too many teams have done that.
I don't think that's how Michigan judges its brand or how Michigan fans judge success.
Dude, Michigan fans think they're back when they
well,
don't.
Well, that's right. Looney Tunes, though.
No, I'm talking about if we want to be serious about this. Serious to me, you can make the claim, and I will have no beef. You go beat Georgia. Or if you beat Bama and Georgia, I got nothing to say.
So, but a win this weekend. Yeah, there we go.
No.
Give me that cringy Sam Ellinger. So when Texas had that moment in the Sugar Bowl, they hadn't even won their conference. And you got Sam Ellinger saying, we're back. Texas wasn't back then. They're not back now. For Michigan fans, what does back look like? 248-539-9797. Rico has put the bar at go beat one of the best down south.
I mean, a legitimate we're back.
But is Ohio State not a legitimate win?
And the way
they did it, too. This isn't a fluke season.
No. Ohio State is a legitimate win. You want to talk about back national level. Nationally, got to go beat the SEC.
But that's when we get into myth again, right? Like the myth of Michigan football.
This no.
This glass. I just saw it when I walked in. Was this here yesterday?
No. Why do we? Okay. We'll take this down. Okay.
Knock, knock. No, but that gets to the myth of Michigan. Michigan's not a national title team. They're a Big Ten title team. Right. And that goes back to Bo and defining success with winning the Big Ten title.
He didn't care about Rose Bowls. He just cared about beating the Buckeyes. And I'm saying, if you just want to go Big Ten, then fine. You get a Big Ten title. You win Saturday. You got a Big Ten title, and you can say, you know what, we're back. But if you want the real, if you want the national, we're back, you got to beat an SEC team. And that's difficult to do. That ain't easy.
You might have to go through two, depending on how this thing goes. But that gets into resetting and recalibrating the expectations for Michigan fans. I said, who would have thought you would have been here? I mean, only the deepest dyed-in-the-wool blue Michigan fan would have expected, even them. They didn't expect this.
At the beginning of the season, everybody, it was Ohio State and everybody else.
So now that you're here, how do things change? Do you expect to win on Saturday? I feel like that's a given.
Yes.
Do you expect more? Like, David, you're the Michigan fan. When I say, are you back, your expectations, a temperature check, what do you say?
No, we're not back.
David, he just stuck you out there and said, you're the Michigan fan. He's not claiming Michigan.
I heard what you guys were trying to pull yesterday. I know anybody who's not a Spartan fan is a Michigan fan around here. I know how that game's played.
I got the flag. I'm waiting for you.
But no, in my mind, Michigan is not back. Beating Ohio State was great. Last time we did it was 2011. My son, my oldest, was one. So that tells you how long ago it was. So no, we're not back yet. We have to, in my mind, win the first playoff game, win that semifinal, make it to the national title, and then I'll say, okay, we may be back.
What if you beat Cincinnati?
Well, then that may change things in my mind because I think that's an easier path to the national title. So then if it's Cincinnati,
I'm just trying to understand.
It may be win the title then.
So if they win a national title, Michigan's back. Given the fact they've only done that once in over 50 years, I don't know that that's the barometer for Michigan football to return to what they were.
See, this is going to sound bad, but yeah, you got to beat an SEC team. Because if you beat Cincinnati and then beat Oklahoma State and you're the national title,
we're back.
You got it, but man, that's an asterisk right there. Like,
no asterisk.
You beat Cincinnati, and then you beat Oklahoma State.
It is what it is. That's who we had to face. We beat who we had to face. We're not going to sit here and diminish what Michigan would have done if they beat those two. They still did it, won the national title. We're back.
Right, but, you know, statistically speaking, Georgia would have been better. You know how that game goes, right?
Yes, I do.
They were a more complete team, Georgia.
This nonsense. Kenny's got all his Georgia gear today. He's all decked out, including the little tiny helmet over there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.